about to give. So I'm going to read from John chapter 6 in a moment, but I'm going to pray and ask for God's help. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you speak to us this evening through your living and active word. May you help us this evening to understand what it is that you're saying to us, please. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But Jesus said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered Jesus, 200 denarii, or a year's salary worth of bread, would not be sufficient that every one of them would have even a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Jesus, "There is a lad here who has 5 loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is wasted." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Now a lot of us probably know this story as the feeding of the 5,000. One young lad's lunch, humbly offered to Jesus, was blessed and used to feed a multitude. Now I know that in 2016, some people who read or listen to this account from John's Gospel think, that's just not possible. But then the same people probably don't believe in miracles. They certainly don't believe in Bible-based miracles. And they possibly think that we Christians are just poor, gullible individuals blindly believing in myth and fantasy. You know what? Because of those men and women who gave their lives for us to enjoy our freedoms, people are entitled to believe what they like. You see, that's a freedom that we enjoy today in this country. And yet, we Christians believe this, that with Jesus, nothing is impossible. With Jesus, nothing is impossible. But I don't want this evening to focus on the feeding of the 5,000. What I want to focus for a moment on is what happened afterwards. You see, once the people were fed, Jesus told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is wasted." And this is the point that I want you to know tonight, that with Jesus, nothing is wasted. Absolutely nothing. With Jesus, nothing is impossible, and with Jesus, nothing is wasted. Those who humbly come in repentance to Jesus, seeking forgiveness for sin, and who offer them their lives, can be absolutely certain that nothing in their lives will be wasted. Every experience, every heartache, every joy and trial, every life challenge you have faced and will face will be gathered up by Jesus and used by him to hone you and transform you into his likeness, fitting you for his service and for eternal life. There'll be no waste, not even if you're called to lay down your life for others. With Jesus, nothing is impossible. There's no waste. Therefore, whoever puts their life into his hands can be certain that he will keep them in his love. Now you can choose, because you're free to in this country, you can choose to believe this or not. But I ask you to believe me when I tell you it is possible that Jesus can miraculously change your life. No man's land, or also known as the green fields of France, or some call it Willie McBride, the song that we listened to at the start of our service. It was written in 1976 by the Scottish-Australian folk singer-songwriter Eric Bogle, reflecting on the grave of a young man who died in World War One. And his song, if you listen to it, his song has been criticized by many who assume that it's filled with anti-war rhetoric and it speaks of the waste of human life, suggesting that those who died did so in vain. And yet, Bogle said of his song, "My original intention in writing it was to illustrate the utter waste of war while paying tribute to the courage and sacrifice of those brave young men who fought." And I'm sure none of us would disagree with Bogle that war lays waste. It lays waste to countries, to cities, to towns, and to villages. It lays waste to industries, to infrastructures, and to populations. We just have to look at what's happening in our world today in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, and Pakistan, just to name a few. And we see the utter waste of war and conflict. Bogle is correct when he speaks of the utter waste of war. But his song does not speak of the sacrifice of those who fought and died for their country as a waste. On the contrary, Bogle says his song pays tributes to the courage and sacrifice of those brave young men who fought and died. Since World War One, and the sacrifice of so many in battles such as the Battle of the Somme, where many men from towns, cities, villages right across this country lost their lives on the 1st of July at 7:30 on the 1st of July in 1916, the whistles blew in the trenches, and the Ulster men went over the top, and many, many lost their lives. And since then, the Battle of the Somme, we have witnessed courageous men and women continue to give their lives in sacrifice for our country. World War One, where so many were killed. World War Two, the Northern Ireland Troubles, the Falklands War, the Gulf War, the Bosnian War, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and the present war against ISIS. Not one of these selfless sacrifices, not one of our servicemen and women's lives must ever be considered a waste. It is our obligation, that's you and me, it is our responsibility to remember those who courageously give their lives and to honor all who served and or continue to serve to preserve our freedoms. Jesus said these words, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." When you saw some of the images on the screen of the First World War coming up, and then you saw again the different wars like the Vietnam War and Iraq coming up, and all of the soldiers, many within those ranks laid down their lives. And Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You see, it's my understanding from the teaching of Jesus that he wouldn't consider the sacrifice of our servicemen and women as waste. Jesus is clear. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And let me tell you this evening that Jesus knows all about selfless sacrifice, because he willingly left the glory of heaven and came into this world and laid down his life for us. He came into this world and allowed himself to be crucified to free us from slavery to Satan, sin and death, so that we might know the love of God for us. His sacrifice was a sacrifice of love. So too, the sacrifice of our servicemen and women is a sacrifice of love. Love of country, love of their countrymen, and love of freedom. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But let me suggest tonight what a waste it is when people trample underfoot, ridicule, or treat with contempt the memory of our fallen. What a waste it is when people forget the cost that was paid to allow us to live in the freedoms that we enjoy today. That many men and women laid down their lives so that we have the freedom to be in this place tonight. I'll say it again. It is our obligation. It is mine and your responsibility to remember those who courageously give their lives and to honor all who served or continue to serve to preserve our freedoms. But the greatest waste, if you want to know about waste, the greatest waste of all is to live your life and die without Jesus. Sin and unbelief lay waste to many lives for all eternity. Please do not let them triumph over you. You know, in the trenches, many of the soldiers found comfort in singing hymns, singing Sunday school songs that they had learned. And many of those men made their peace with God, particularly the Ulster men of the 36th Ulster Division, who at 7:30 on the 1st of July in 1916, 7:30 in the morning when the whistles blew, they went over the top to preserve our freedoms and to ensure that our freedoms would continue to this very day. And many of those men, before they did so, the chaplains write how they made their peace with God before they laid down their lives. Please do not let sin and unbelief lay waste to your life for all eternity. Jesus Christ loves you and died for you so that you might have life. Last year, I spoke about how in the Netherlands, families actually adopt the graves of dead soldiers who fought and died to liberate their country. Just bit like the Psalm Society, where they would go to Bangor Abbey Graveyard and others, and they preserve and look after the graves of World War I soldiers. Well, in the Netherlands, they take it a little bit further. They don't just look after the grave. They try to get a photograph of the soldier, and they keep that soldier's photograph in their home in a place of honour. You see, they don't consider their liberators. They don't consider their sacrifice as a waste. Rather, they pay tribute to and honor those who died. As I said, they keep a portrait of the soldier. They go to the graves and they maintain their graves in gratitude for the sacrifice that those men gave. And it's interesting, I said this last year, that at the end of their annual memorial service, they play a piece of music called El Silencio, The Silence. And there they quietly reflect and remember the dead and their duty to love, respect, and show gratitude to those who sacrificed so much. When the piece of music ends, the entire crowd, the entire town, village, wherever it might be, show their appreciation with a great round of applause. In a few moments this evening, we're going to listen to that piece of music, Il Silenzio, The Silence. And when it ends this evening, let's show our appreciation with a round of applause to all those brave servicemen and women who laid down their lives, and for those who continue to serve to protect our country and our freedoms. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, on this Remembrance Sunday, we do, Lord, remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, laying down their lives in the battlefield to preserve our freedoms. We thank, Lord God, of the local volunteers, Father, from the 36th Ulster Division, who went over the top, Lord God, in the Battle of the Somme, many losing their lives. They did so singing hymns and Sunday school songs, making their peace with you, Lord God, before they came out of the trenches. Thank you, Lord, because tonight, in this simple act of remembrance, we say that their sacrifice was not a waste. We pray, Lord God, for our servicemen and women today, Lord God, continuing to serve in the war zones across this world, and we pray for your protection over them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Almighty God, that you would protect their families also, Lord God, and comfort them and give them peace. Lord, as has been said, you know, many times, Lord, they watch on the news and see things happening and they worry about their loved ones. And they dread, Lord, the knock at the door. We pray for the families, Lord God, of our servicemen and women, that you, Lord, would grant them your peace. And we ask, Lord, please, that you would help us to remember our debt. Lord, we are indebted to those who serve and who have served, that we might walk in the freedoms that we enjoy today. Whether they be, Lord God, the army, the navy, the police, whoever they might be, Almighty God, we ask that you would bless them and that you would help us to remember our indebtedness to them. Father, above all, we thank you tonight for the sacrifice of Jesus and what a wonderful sacrifice he is, offering himself to pay the debt for our sin so that we could have everlasting life. We thank you for Jesus. For every Christian that is in this place tonight, Lord, we know that Jesus' sacrifice is not a waste, because we have found life through him. And we pray, Lord God, that every person tonight in this place would come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That no one in this place would live their lives and die without Jesus, because that would truly be an utter waste. So Lord, by your grace and tender mercies, as we pay tribute to those who died, to those who continue to serve, we thank you above all for Jesus Christ, your Son, and his sacrifice on our behalf. Thank you.